Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Bert Show.
Good morning, Amanda. You are on The Bert Show, and you are on The Voice Disguiser.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Doing okay. You are not the twin with the boyfriend. You are the twin sister.
Yeah.
Okay? I don't even know where to start.
Well, I mean, it's my idea, but my sister has been she's been going out with this guy for about a year. She's going out with her boyfriend for about a year, and she's going home to his family's for Thanksgiving, and they live in Charlotte, so she won't be here for Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
And recently, she's this guy at work that she's been kind of, you know, and she really likes. And, you know, she's not really sure what she's going to do, but she's been talking to this guy, and she likes him, and he finally asked her out over the Thanksgiving holiday.
Okay, so to go on a date, not to go...
No, yeah, to go on a date, like to go...
Okay. Oh, okay.
On, like the day after.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so one sister being involved with a guy for a year would be at Thanksgiving dinner with a family.
Yeah.
While the other, this would obviously be you, you would be out with the new coworker.
Yeah.
And the new coworker one is like a first date, so there aren't a lot of, like, it's not like you have to do some big studying up thing.
Right.
No, and she has already agreed to go out with him because she just got, like, flustered in front of him, and when he asked her out, she said yes, and he asked her for Friday, and she's never going to be here.
Mm-hmm.
So now, how long has she been working with this guy? Because if it's been any amount of time at all,
he works in the field and she works in the office.
Okay.
So they know each other. They've been working together, you know, for like, I guess, I think it's been a while, but I don't think that they, you know each other, you know, that well. Mm-hmm. Like, he doesn't know that she has a boyfriend.
So why are you so eager to help her out? I mean, this obviously isn't the right thing to do. She's in a committed relationship.
When she told me that story, I said that I should do it because I just think it would be funny.
Entertainment.
Well, I mean, we never did something like this.
Okay.
And I always thought it would be just hilarious to do.
And now this is your chance because you're obviously available here in Atlanta to take out guy number two, and she can, and then you could report back to her as a sister, you know, the objective outsider point of view. Man,
exactly.
This is a great guy. He held the door open for me/you, and he would insist that he wouldn't even let me buy him a thank you dessert for me/you after the meal.
Right. Now, have you gone through in your mind what you're going to do when work conversations come up?
Mm-hmm.
Because that's you're going to either have to brush up on...
Well, that's easy. That's easy. That's an easy one to take care of.
Just, I don't want to talk about
work
tonight.
Yeah, look, when I'm outside of work, I just don't really like to talk about it. Can we talk about something else?
That's my sister's problem. That's what she's worried about.
Is the work conversation?
Yeah.
I think you should jack with her. I think you should go out with him on Friday and then spend the entire time telling him that historically on the second date you become the biggest sex freak ever in the history of man, all kinds of stuff. And then make up random things like say, you know, whatever food your sister hates, be like, you know what? My favorite, the most romantic thing a guy ever did to me was he sent me 3 pounds of calamari to work. I love calamari. Like if she hates it, like just jack with her.
So you've suggested I'll go out on the date, but your sister's not so hot on the idea?
Actually, she was kind of going for it for a while. Like she's kind of sold on it a little bit. Like, cause she just doesn't know what to do about, going out with him. Because she really wants to, follow him, and she doesn't know how to, like, back out of it without seeming like she's not interested. And so she's sort of on the fence about it. Like, I'd say she's about 20% into doing it. I just want to figure out how I can convince her to do it.
How to push her over the edge a little bit? Because you really want to do this.
I know. I think you do need to get the work 101 from her, because even if you're not talking about like the actual projects they work on at work, there will be people references that will come up about, Bob in accounting or, Greg that works 2 cubicles over from her. And, there will definitely be work references that'll come up. And if he'll be like, oh, yeah, like Greg's family, isn't that a crazy story? You're going to be like, well, yeah.
You see this, though, Jen? Here's the deal, is that on a first date, a guy is so eager that you could set any limitation you want on a first date. So she could immediately go in the car and she can go, look, I just want to set this one parameter right off the bat. No references to work whatsoever, okay? Let's just try to make sure this thing has legs without us doing the easy thing and talking about work. And a guy, because we're so eager to please and be accepted on that first date, buy it like that.
You don't think he'll bring up anybody at all?
No, because she can go anytime during the day. Yeah. That's the rule.
That's true.
That's a really good idea.
I mean, this is cake.
Now that might help your sister be into it.
Now, you said she's only 20% into it. Is that what you said?
Yeah, she's kind of going for it, but then she's like...
Is there any other reservation besides the work conversation?
I also think that she's afraid, she's just afraid that if she, she's just afraid that I'm going to screw it up somehow.
Well, there are some potential potholes, for sure. Let me put you on hold for a second.
Okay.
And this might not have been a situation you were thinking about, but Haas won't put our caller on hold, so I will just tell you that Wendy says that what if... I need the voices, guys, are back on.
Yeah.
What if you fall for the guy?
Oh.
Yeah.
I mean, what if you guys have some amazing chemistry because you've already taken the office out of the scenario,
right,
and you guys have to talk about real things, and before you know it, you're falling for this guy. You can do nothing about it. Zero.
I don't know. I mean...
That's funny.
I don't know. I doubt that would happen. I wouldn't do that to my sister, though.
There's a possibility.
But if it... Yeah.
I mean, I would never do that.
Do you have... Are you seeing anyone?
No.
Okay. So she's... Tell me about this other guy.
Oh, yeah. She's been dating him for about a year.
Mm-hmm.
And I think like in the last, couple of months, she really does. She loves him and she's been with him for a long time, but she just, maybe this guy, I think the guy at work is sort of like, kind of getting her to realize that the guy that she's with is not that great.
All right.
Okay. So it's more than a flirtation.
Yeah.
This really thing is getting, it's getting to the point where they're going to make a decision.
I think so.
Now, I wish we had that girl who was on her way to philosophy class on with us yesterday, because here's a pretty deep question.
Hey, I'm pretty good at philosophy. Let me help you out.
Okay. You failed it how many times?
Three times. Logic. Three times.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, the Tao of Bert.
All right.
If a twin that goes on a date with a guy in place of a woman who is involved... Is the woman who involved technically cheating?
Yes.
No.
How?
Yes, because she is portraying... She knows the portrayal of her...
But she's not...
Is happening, and she's not doing anything about it. So technically, you are your sister.
So what is she doing? My question is, what acts that take place that evening would constitute cheating?
Just going on the date,
why?
Right?
Why is that cheating? Because the sister, the twin, Tweedledee, is going to be up in Charlotte with the boyfriend, right?
Right.
So she's not, no matter what happens, if you get a kiss at the end of the date, the involved sister didn't kiss.
I know.
A person playing the role of the involved sister, that's like, is an actress who has, who was the actress who had that love scene with Billy Bob Thornton? Was it Halle Berry?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Okay, so she had that hot, if either of them were involved, were they cheating?
But this
no, because they were acting.
No, because the assumption is in acting, you know it's somebody that is playing the part of somebody. Whereas here, you think it's the actual person.
He doesn't know. I want to know, going on what Jeff just said, are you going to kiss the guy at the end of the night?
I mean, maybe. I mean, that's part of what I think is going to be fun is going to be going on a date with someone you don't even really you don't care what happens. Like, I won't care whether or not it goes well, or like I won't care if he likes me. Or that's the fun part about it.
You should do all sorts of crazy things. Let him go up your shirt and stuff, like before the appetizer even gets to the table.
Yeah. What if she did? What if she slept with him on the first date?
Would you ever tell your sister if you slept with this dude? Would you ever tell her?
Oh my God. I would never sleep with him.
What if he's like the hottest guy you've ever seen ever? And you don't ever have to claim it because it's not you.
I think you should, you should do all sorts of crazy things. Like, and imagine the stories that'll go around the office.
About
oh my God.
Your
take right. her out. You won't get. She didn't even let me get into the restaurant. She just said, "Let's just do it in the car." I'm doing it in strange places.
I think everything they just said is why your sister's only 20% into it.
Right.
I was going to help her.
Amanda, hold on 1 second. I don't need the voice disguiser. Hey, Rob, go ahead.
Hey, it's cheating right from the beginning.
Yeah.
How?
It's deceit. You're purposely and willfully deceit. Absolutely, it's totally cheating.
Totally. Totally.
But how, it's funny.
Right, but
it's funny cheating.
How is it cheating? Like, the woman who is involved in a relationship is not doing anything wrong.
But it's assumed that the person...
She is.
What?
She knows about it.
So
and
what?
And she's a playing partner in it.
So
absolutely.
What?
Absolutely.
She's not cheating. She's not getting emotionally involved. She's not getting physically involved. She's not sharing intimate secrets. I don't think it's cheating.
It totally is.
It wouldn't be cheating if she told this guy at work, "Hey, I know you want to take me out, but I'm involved. Why don't you take out my sister?" You know what I mean? Like,
because he's assuming
that
he's going out with her.
Honest thing to do.
Hey, Andrea. Good morning. You're on
Q100.
Good morning. Good morning.
I love your show.
Thank you.
So do we.
Guys all the time.
Yeah, there are times where I really love it too, and right now is one of them.
Yeah, we love our show and we love our listeners.
I have to say, this is so cheating.
I know.
It is cheating.
No, it's not.
It is cheating. I'm gonna tell you why. Because the girlfriend knows that her sister is going out with this guy.
Yes.
And her feelings are involved with that, with her boyfriend.
Okay.
And she's got feelings with this man, and she's getting her sister to portray her. She's betraying this guy.
This is such a ridiculous scenario. I love it.
It is. It's crazy. I've never heard anything like it. And me as a sister, I don't have any sisters, but if I was a sister, there's no way I'd go for this.
I know. We got to figure out a way to talk her into it.
Well, send that 20% up to 100%.
Yeah. The sister is obviously nervous because she thinks that, like, she's nervous, number one, because she likes the guy, but what if the sister falls for him? I think that's probably what she's nervous about. Two, it's just a weird, but there's no harm that could come from this.
That's not
she's
true.
Just absolutely,
that's not
plenty
true.
Could come.
What if she got wasted drunk and then all of a sudden around the office, the sister is known as the wasted drunk?
Yeah, if she embarrasses her sister. Yeah.
I think she should try to get pregnant. I think she should try to get pregnant and then just have the sister show up like 10 months later with an infant at work. What do you mean you didn't know?
Oh my gosh.
Or she should come in as the sister to work like in 10 months and just start nursing the child in front of the guy and go, "Well, look what I got."
Please.
Yes, sir.
Or my hope is that he has a twin brother and his twin is going out with Amanda's twin.
Aha!
There's a cruel twist of fate. All right, so Amanda, right now we don't have anybody calling up that's really giving you solid advice on how to get your sister to do this, but I got to be honest with you, I sure hope it happens.
The Burt Show.
Everybody's talking about weight loss injections because the results are so dramatic. They work by lowering blood sugar and reducing appetite. So, what if you're looking to lose weight but not interested in painful weekly injections, especially when you hear about some of those intense side effects. That's why doctors created a weight loss supplement called Lean, and the results are remarkable. The studied ingredients in Lean have been shown to lower your blood sugar, burn fat by converting it into energy, and curb your appetite and cravings so you're not as hungry. But listen, Lean is not for the casual dieter with only a few pounds to lose. The doctors at Brickhouse Nutrition created Lean for frustrated dieters with 10 or more pounds to lose. Here is even better news. They're having a huge Memorial Day sale, and Lean is 25% off. Visit TakeLean.com and enter THANKYOU25 for 25% off. It's promo code THANKYOU25 at TakeLean.com.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
All right, so Amanda, we got to get back to her. How do you end up being two places at the same time?
It's easy when you have an identical twin.
Now, Amanda's sister is the one that has a boyfriend that she's been seeing for about a year, but now she's also interested in one of her coworkers. So she told us this story last week, and we thought there's no way that she's going to be able to pull this off. Good morning, Amanda. You are on the Bert Show, and you are on the Voice Disguiser.
My sister has been she's been going out with this guy for about a year. She's going out with her boyfriend for about a year, and she's going home to his family's for Thanksgiving, and they live in Charlotte, so she won't be here for Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess recently this guy at work that she likes him, and he finally asked her out, but he asked her out over the Thanksgiving holiday.
All right, so one sister being involved with a guy for a year would be at Thanksgiving dinner with a family,
yeah,
while the other, this would obviously be you, you would be out with the new coworker.
Yeah.
And the new coworker one is like a first date, so there aren't a lot of, like, it's not like you have to do some big studying up thing.
Right.
No, and she has already agreed to go out with him because she just got, like, flustered in front of him, and when he asked her out, she said yes, and he asked her for Friday, and she's never going to be here.
So why are you so eager to help her out? I mean, this obviously isn't the right thing to do. She's in a committed relationship.
When she told me that story, I said that I should do it because I just think it would be funny.
So the last time we talked to her, she had talked her sister into doing it.
Mm-hmm.
So this was going to happen this weekend.
Voice Disguiser, please.
It's ready to go.
Amanda.
Hi.
Hey, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. Hold on one second, okay?
Is that on?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Okay.
Sounds sort of like it did last week.
Maybe.
You guys want to make predictions on what happened this weekend before we talk to her and find out?
She likes him, and she's ticked that she pretended to be the sister.
Yeah, something in her voice is not right, so something didn't happen right. Maybe they didn't go out at all. Maybe it fell through.
I'm with Melissa. I think the sister canceled it.
And I was going to go with Jen. That's why I asked the question last week, like, do you guys have, you know, the same flavor in guys,
mm-hmm,
because I had a feeling this was going to happen also. Amanda?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so what happened over the weekend?
I went out with him.
You did
he
go
did.
Out.
You did, okay.
Right.
Yeah. And it worked. Like, I told him the rules, and it completely worked.
All right, now
we didn't talk about work. We didn't. We only talked about my family and stuff, and, you know, which was easy because I know her whole, I know her whole life, so it's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Except at the very end.
Uh-oh. What?
Well, I had told him that, we were not going to kiss or anything like that, but at the very end, he kissed me in the parking lot. Like, he leaned in to kiss, and then we wound up making out for, like, a minute.
Oh. Hey, you earned it.
Have you told your sister about that part?
Yes, I had to.
What'd she say?
She was a little mad at first. But, I mean, what was I supposed to do? Like, I didn't know what to do.
So she's going into work today, and so is he. And he thinks he made out with her on Friday.
Uh-huh. That's awesome.
So she has to pretend like they've already hooked up.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Now, did that change anything for him? Like, did you like him more now, or are you just doing it because it was just what the situation, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't know what else to do. Like, but I mean, he's a really good kisser, so it wasn't hard work at all.
Now, what's going to be funny is if she ends up kissing him. I mean, two twins can have two totally different styles in kissing.
Sure.
Yeah.
This guy's going to be like, she's freaky. She can mix it up.
Do you guys have the same size boobs? Did he touch your boobs?
No.
Oh. It was 60 seconds.
Oh, well, she said.
Not everybody moves as fast as you do, Bobby.
She said they made out in the parking lot. I didn't know how long
it was.
She
said it was for 60 seconds.
Oh, I didn't hear that. I thought they made out in the parking lot for like a while.
Hate to grab and run, but I gotta do what I gotta do.
Save that.
So she's going into work today, and I mean, there's a good chance like this guy corners her in like a closet or whatever today because he's already made out with her.
I don't know. So I also made a date with him for Thursday.
For your sister, though.
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah, for her.
What happened with your sister and her boyfriend? Weren't they about to break up?
No, well, I mean, they're going to, but they didn't on this weekend.
Okay.
Yeah, she doesn't know what to do about that.
So she's going on a date on Thursday with this coworker.
I guess she has to.
So if she can't make it, you have to pinch hit again on Thursday.
Oh, gosh.
No, you can't.
She wants to.
Why? Because if she starts, like, jacking with this guy, then all of a sudden it compromises work.
Well, no, she's got to come clean and be the twin. She can't go out the first two dates with this guy. Yeah. Like, more's going to happen.
One date is fun. Two dates is starting to get weird. Like, by the third date, they could end up naked and stuff. And then it's all sorts of... Like, then it's like, did that mole move?
Did you tell her she has to go out with him on Thursday night?
Yeah.
Does she already have plans with her boyfriend?
I don't know, but she wasn't very thrilled about that.
You know. She'll make it work, though.
Especially if you tell
her what a good kisser he is.
I want to talk to her after she has to go to work today.
I know, right?
I think that's got to be so uncomfortable.
So are you stepping out of this thing now, or if she comes back to you and says, look... I don't want to mess this up. Will you go out with them on Thursday? Would you go?
I don't know. It was really fun, but I was so nervous the whole time.
I bet you were.
Yeah, she can't do it because like the sister will never allow a second date to happen because if they made out when that wasn't supposed to happen on the first one, then it becomes like it's going to be so odd being around somebody who thinks they made out with you.
Yeah.
And the rule thing, because the only pitfall we saw in this was that if they started talking about work, Amanda here would have no idea what he was talking about. So she immediately had to go into the date and say, look, absolutely no talking about work. You can do that on the first date. The second date, then it starts to get a little, little weird.
Mm-hmm.
You can only do that for so long.
So now the rule on the second date has to be no talking about what we talked about on the first date. That way it doesn't confuse her. Okay, now here's the rule. All we can talk about is work.
All right, Amanda, maybe we'll check back with you guys on Thursday morning to find out what the situation is, if your sister's going to go out with this guy or she's going to ask you to go out with him again.
Okay.
All right, we'll talk to you later.
I want to know, are you interested in him for yourself? Like, if their sister was out of the picture, you go on the date with this guy, would it be something that you would be into?
I mean, he was a great kisser, but I don't know. I mean, it's just... I don't know if I could ever, you know, want to have to tell him what we did.
But maybe you never have to, because maybe you could go out with him, or your sister could go out with him Thursday, and let's say she doesn't hit it off with him. Then she could say, look, I'm going to introduce you to my twin sister.
That's right.
And then set you up with him, and he would have no idea.
Good idea.
That's great.
Thanks.
You understand what Jeff is trying to say?
Yeah. I mean, if she wasn't interested in him, I would totally go out with him.
So this could work out
again
very, very well. So what you need to do is make sure that your sister stays with her boyfriend and is happy so you can go out with dude the night after the Thursday date.
Oh, my gosh. I don't know.
Oh, no.
That gets complicated now.
Yeah, because, yeah. I mean, does your is your sister really like this guy, you think?
I think she does. I don't think she would have let me do this if she didn't.
But
he might be the one.
She's kind of, I mean, as we discussed, she's kind of cheating on her boyfriend.
Yeah.
So I think you should have first right of refusal.
Oh, my God.
He might be your soulmate. Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
Was there seriously, like, any kind of chemistry between the two of you guys?
I mean, I really thought he was really nice. I thought he was super sweet. And he was a really good kisser. But other than that, like, he's, as far as I'm concerned, he's my, like, he's for my sister.
Your twin comes first.
Yeah, unless she says that she doesn't like him, then.
But the twin has a boyfriend.
I know, but she likes this guy.
Don't ruin the relationship with the twin over the guys. Come on.
I'm so confused right now.
The Burt Show.
This seems, doesn't even seem odd to me, but because I come from a family that isn't like healthy like your families, mm-hmm. that anytime I see anything that happens on Stacy's side of the family, I'm always a little bit curious as to if this happens in healthy families or is this just a typically Stacy side of the family type thing. And I have noticed, and she's even brought it up to me also, that Stacy has an aunt that every year since Stacy was like born has given Stacy $5 for Christmas every single Christmas. And the Christmas card came yesterday. And this is a grown woman. I mean, the family is doing pretty well for each other. I mean, she's 36 years old now. And this aunt has given the $5 in the Christmas card every single year.
That's cute.
Is that commonplace?
So cute.
Yeah.
That is commonplace.
I had a grandmother who sent me like $10 or something. Like every year for Christmas or my birthday, I don't remember which one, maybe both, but it was just like, you know, first of all, when she was a child, $10 was, you know, a week's pay, so it was huge. And then when I was like six, $10 is a big deal to a 6 year old. I mean, you know, you could buy a lot of now and laters with $6,
right?
You know, or $10, you know what I'm saying? And then I became 10, and $10 is still kind of a big deal. And then I got to be 15, and then, you know, $10 doesn't really go into the new car fund that make that big of a dent, but whatever. And then by the time I'm 18, doesn't even really fill the gas tank once. And then when I'm 25, it's almost like
Taco
a joke, but you're not even going to say anything because it's just something that she's been doing since you were four.
Yeah.
It's the sentimentality of the whole thing.
Oh, so absolutely.
Like Haas was telling us, it's funny how these traditions kind of translate through your entire life because Haas, who's not in the studio this morning, but every Christmas, he has to go get his picture taken with Santa for his grandparents.
Oh, that's right. And he's 24 and his brother's 21 and they still have to go do it.
The grandparents, I don't think, even demand it. It's just kind of like it's part of tradition. So even though he's technically an adult now, still holds the same tradition.
My birthday was in October and yet again, my now 90-year-old grandmother mailed me 10 $1 bills.
Is that right? Really?
Yep, every year. And it happened. Like, I got a dollar when I was, you know, $2 when I was two, $3 when I was three, four, five, six, and it just stayed at 10.
I think the same thing happened with Stacy on her birthday because the same aunt used to do that for her birthday, too, and it tapped out at 10.
Yeah.
But she still gets the $10.
But they're always 10 $1 bills, just so I don't spend it all in the same place.
Right.
So cute.
So you take it all to Tattletales and tip 10 different dance
moves. Hell yeah.
Hey, Danielle, you're on Q100.
Hi. I was just calling to agree. I have an Aunt Connie, and every year she gives me $5 and a pair of socks. I'm 25. My brother's 30. We get it every year. And I'm engaged now. And last Christmas, my fiance got a pair of socks and $5, too.
Awesome. Is that he's in the family.
So now she's extending the warmth, yes.
What is the significance of the socks?
I don't know. She just says everyone could use an extra pair of socks. That's the logic.
That's so true. I mean, really.
There's wisdom in that.
You can't argue.
Good morning. Chris, you're on Q100. Good morning. Yellow.
Hello.
Hello.
How are y'all?
Good. Thank you.
I have an Aunt Marie. Mm-hmm. She's 89 years old. I'm now 33. Every year for my birthday and for Christmas, she sends me my $5. The same woman, like I said, she's almost 90 years old now. She will come to Christmas dinner wearing gold lamé pants and a pink shiny shirt with about 4-inch pumps on. She drinks what she knows as her bombs, which are gin martinis. And I thought I just lived in a very eccentric family that we had this nut Aunt Marie who always gave us $5. But apparently, I'm not alone.
No, the phone lines are lit up with people that have to go through the same tradition every single year. And $5 seems to be just about the common denominator. Hey, Emily, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hi.
Hey.
Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Thank you.
I have an aunt, sorry, a grandmother that gives me $5 every birthday, and my husband's great-grandmother gives out $5 for birthdays and weddings, and usually, like, her son has to chase us with a checkbook afterwards, because she thinks that's a lot of money still.
Right.
Yeah. Cute. Well, back in the day, I mean, $5 was a lot of money.
And if she's giving that to every grandchild or every great-grandchild, I mean, it's not just you that you're who's getting the $5, so she's divvying out however much.
Taking a Social
everybody.
Security check,
yeah.
Man.
She's old. Leave her alone.
Hey, Jennifer, good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning.
Morning.
Every birthday, I get a silver dollar taped to a card.
Oh, that's cool. Really?
Yeah, I mean, you have to, get a chisel to get this tape off because she's, a tape fanatic.
Right.
Do you save all of them?
No, usually they're in my daughter's piggy bank because my daughter actually gets cash for her birthday.
How much is she getting?
She gets anywhere between $5 to $15 a birthday, just whatever I guess my grandma has in her wallet. She just puts all of it in her card, and I get the silver dollar taped.
You ever notice how grandparents are never late either? I mean, that thing is going to be there on time. They are never, ever, ever late.
They always remember birthdays.
It's rude to be late and to forget birthdays.
Well, they're old. What else do they have going on? Everything's just a countdown to the next occasion.
Well, you got
to
fill out that publisher's clearinghouse thing.
Right.
Plenty of stuff to do during
the occasion.
Always been that way, though.
Yeah, they
are. That generation's always been that way. They're the ones that still in their house somewhere have the... whatever you call the little desk that pulls out so that they can write their letters. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, they've always been that way.
Probably took the cash from underneath the mattress to put it in the car, too.
And exactly. Have you noticed that grandparents always have much better penmanship or our generation? Like, they all write very well.
When's the last time you actually wrote an entire letter?
Not a card.
It's hard to make.
An entire letter.
My handwriting is worse now than it was
for sure.
When I was in... probably high school, because I think it was in college when I started using for word processors for everything.
Mm-hmm.
And then, eventually computers and laptops, whatever. But, you had to handwrite everything in school, and I had great handwriting that. Now I...
And I always feel more pressure if I'm going to write if I address anything to an older relative, I feel more pressure to have better handwriting.
Right. I don't think I can even remember all the letters in cursive.
I know. You know what I'm doing these days is, I go half printing, half cursive.
Yeah.
It's people that that speak two different languages, when they're really mad, they break into the other language. That's how my writing is now. It's half all capitals and the other half is all cursive.
You know what else
is cool?
It'd be
really weird if you wrote Spanglish half capitals and half cursive.
You know what else grandparents do that's neat is they will never send you an old beat up dollar.
All crisp.
They'll save. Right. They'll find. If they get a brand new bill as change, they set that aside and said, this will be good for Jennifer's birthday.
I think I've gotten one before that was taped together, though. Talking about the tape,
really?
The one that maybe they accidentally ripped, some reason.
My grandmother would have walked that into the bank and said, I've got some damaged currency. Think I'm supposed to turn this in with you? And then get a new one.
Hey, Michael, you're on Q100.
Hey, guys. Hey. I just want to let you guys know I have something better than money.
Okay.
My fiance's grandmother sends gift cards to McDonald's.
Really?
Every single occasion.
Cute.
How much?
Usually it's $5 to $10, depending on which kid she's sending it to, but she sends it all in bulk to my fiance's mother, or my mother-in-law, I guess, and she disperses them out to all the kids. It's 4 different kids.
That's awesome. That's $10 at McDonald's goes a long way.
Yeah, it does, especially since I have a 4-year-old as well, so that's always great for him. He gets a lot of Happy Meals.
Awesome.
See, that would actually be a cool present to get as an adult.
Mickey D's.
Right, if you got a McDonald's gift certificates, because when do you think about... I never think about going to McDonald's. I'm going to go to McDonald's. I never make an occasion of going to a fast food restaurant. It's always something I'm starving. Let me swing through here and get a fries and a Coke. You know what I mean? But, if I had gift certificates, it would be
there all the time.
It would be an occasion.
Well, whoever's got Jeff and Secret Santa.
Now we know.
The
Burt Show. Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at